Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Came through the kitty, kitty, skip under. Put some sugar shit, skip under. Time's on by. Skip under. Skip under.
Good afternoon and welcome to yet another exciting edition of O'Neill on Cliff Central. Blazing in the background, he's been called all kinds of names, man. He's everybody's favorite MC. We've got Papa Action in the building himself, and I'm just playing Papa Action as we speak. In fact, he's got a brand new single out, which we'll be jamming in a little bit, but let's just catch up with KO for a little bit.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. All right.
Central, double OC, double OC. We're on Cliff Central. Double OC, double OC. We're on Cliff Central. Double OC, double OC. You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central. Double OC, double OC.
Yeah, baby.
All right, man, as promised, we've got KO in the building. He's hanging out with us today. Let's see what he's been up to. What's up, KO?
I'm good and you, G?
Yeah, man, good seeing you.
Yeah, yeah. Likewise,
I just had to apologize because the last time you and I hung out, we were kind of moving studios and, you know, things went as rosy as they are right now. But listen, man.
Yes, sir.
So much has happened since you've been here. Yes, one of sir. Those things being, at some point we saw you going to represent an essay in the U.S.
Yeah.
Where you shot a video, the video to Papa Action.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me the story behind Papa Action, the concept itself.
The record pretty much was just me reiterating the fact that I'm not the type of guy who is, you know, who's big on just ranting out, whether it be by, you know, social media or on the in these interviews.
Yeah.
Just I let my work do all that for me. Mm. You know, so, and the reason why I chose the title Papa Action, it was just a play on the action part of that name, you know, which is, I mean, that's why at the end of that second verse I'm like, more action, less talk.
Ah,
you
nice,
know what I mean?
Nice.
So that's pretty much the kind of guy that the type of character that I've you know, symbolized ever since I came up, you know, doing what I do. And yeah, man, I mean, I just prefer to let the work do the talking, and, you know, let me fall back, and the shenanigans are not really, you know,
your thing.
My thing, my dude. Yeah.
Let's talk about, you were in Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
Was it just Texas? Austin. Did you go anywhere else?
Austin, Texas. No, I only, you know, did Austin, Texas because, I mean, it was crazy at the time because the schedule, you know, shows all over the place. And a week later, I had to go to Nigeria and I had some stuff happening this side as well. So I literally went out there for like a couple of days, did that weekend at the South by Southwest festival. And yeah, head out to Nigeria.
Any surprises while you were in Austin, Texas?
Not really. I mean, I'd been to the U.S., you know, a couple times before that. And, you know, just the passion and the drive. One thing I actually appreciated was everyone out there who came to the festival. Mm-hmm. You know, it's people who came out there to showcase their talent.
Nice.
Not only established artists, you know, you had like people with their demos, mixtapes, you know, slanging on the streets, and even the guys, the established guys who came out, they know that they need to be active in that space and make sure that they are heard and showcase whatever that they have to offer, because it's so competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just a bunch of events happening all over the place. It's just one strip, you know, so we have all these things happening. You have a Drake in here, you have a Future in there, you have a Yogati doing, you know what I mean? So it was pretty hectic. And when Panda actually had just come out, dude was performing on the street, like literally with like a little boombox, and you know,
nice.
You know, and, like, you know, one of those systems that they use when you go to like maybe a Fortsburg, an Indian store where there's a guy like outside, you know, hooping and hollering, promoting, doing promotion. So he was literally doing stuff like that. So when we bumped it, we saw him on the street, you know. So it was just like an very, you know, informative experience, if I can say so. Yeah.
Now, KO, one of the things that we've seen in the past couple of, maybe a year or two, what we've seen happening is there's been a lot of collaborations between artists.
Yeah.
MCs are lending verses to one another.
Yeah.
You have done it, but not as much as everyone else.
Yeah.
Is there any reason why you do this?
Personally, man, I'm big on energy and chemistry, you know.
Yeah.
I don't believe in getting in the studio for the sake of getting in the studio and cutting a check. You know, I really want to resonate with the dude that I'm working with.
Yeah.
You know, so and I need to have a certain level of respect for your craft and how you conduct yourself. You know, so I don't like really associating with any and everybody.
Yeah.
You know, but this year I think maybe I've eased off a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm gonna play, you know, I'm gonna hit the field and play a little bit more, and just open up a bit more, you know, because honestly it was just me, you know, opting not to do things for the sake of doing them. You know, there has to be like an organic,
yeah,
you know, chemistry or a vibe between me and the dude that I'm jumping in the studio with. Yeah.
Have you begun work for your next album?
Yeah. It's underway. Mm-hmm. I have records that I'm still, you know, finishing off. I have one record that I've just done with OK Malam Cool Cat, mm-hmm, which I think is gonna, you know, tear the streets up. And yeah, I'm working with a whole bunch of other guys as well. I mean, even outside my own project, you know, I'm working on records with, I'm reconnecting with a youngin of mine, Smashes, you know, from Cash Time fame, obviously. Yeah, and a bunch of other guys, man. You'll see, it's going to be very, it's going to be an influx of music. Oh, I'm also doing stuff with WTF. There's a record coming out probably like next month with those guys as well. Yeah, so.
So let's just zoom in on Cash Time Fam. As a business, how has it grown from your first album, for instance, to now? And just how much are you involved in the business aspect of things?
You know, I'm a co-owner. There's three partners in there. There's my Ian, and there's myself, and then Tabiso. And Tabiso is the CEO. He runs the day-to-day, you know, of the business. And I am heading the AR department, A&R department, where, you know, with the music and everything else that, you know, whatever's coming out.
Yeah,
I'm in charge of that, and making sure that the product, whether it's even like designing, you know, artworks and all those things, these are they go through me.
Yeah,
but I also get involved in, you know, the merchandise part of things, and we also do, now we're venturing into concerts and tours and stuff, you know, so that is also something that I'm involved with. But
is that the plan for Cash Time going forward?
Yeah,
like to do,
yeah,
concerts now.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we've been venturing into. You know, I mean, there's plenty of other things that we're trying to do, but for now the most exciting thing for us is venturing into concerts, and we've already started. I mean, we did this Bang Out, mm-hmm, saw a Bang Out, this record by DJ Vigilante featuring myself, aka, and Leslie C. So we went and did a whole tour around that, and it was very successful. So we looking to do more things like that, more innovative events, you know. So the future is pretty exciting, but obviously the music is the main calling.
Yeah.
He has an album out, you know, called Township Counselor. Mugs is just about to drop in the next quarter, you know, before end of the year. And you know, everyone else is working, you know, so that's what it is.
Nice one. We're hanging out with KO, in case you're wondering, and he's got a new single called Corruption. We chat about corruption on the other side of this. It's music of KO, Corruption. It's a brand new one. What's happening with the video?
Hey, the video is coming out next week, Friday, as a matter of fact. You know, We've just been filming. We actually literally wrapped up day two yesterday.
Okay.
It's going to be jam-packed, man. I'm excited.
Knowing you, man, there's probably some kind of heavy concept behind this title, Corruption. What's this?
Actually, it's not that complicated. You know what I mean? For the first time, you know, I mean, when people heard the title before the song came out, like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Your timing came.
You know, like, okay. You know, and I was like, calm down. You know, I mean, I know there's a lot going on out there, you know, in the world and in obviously our country, you know, but I'm not about to, you know, jump out there and talk about things that I don't really know about.
Yeah.
But I know this type of corruption, though, it's us wilding out and, you know, having fun and, you know, and partying up a storm. Plus now, right now, I mean, it's almost springtime. You know, we're about to get into, you know that sunny weather, you know, and this is pretty much like a soundtrack to what's just about to happen. Yeah.
What does KO do away from music, away from running the business of music, obviously, like just your what is it that you do? How do you hang out? How do you chill? What do you do?
I'm an introvert, bro. I spend a lot of time at the house, whether just working or like kicking back, watching movies, having, you know, the homies come over.
What was the last movie you watched?
I'm really enjoying. There's a series actually.
Yeah.
I mean, we might watch movies all the time and stuff, but there's a series that just dropped this week on Netflix.
Yeah.
The Get Down, executive produced by Nas.
Yeah.
It's like a tale about hip hop and whatnot. It's pretty exciting, you know.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack is just as insane, you know. So yeah, I'm more like into series and like just catching up on some of the things that I couldn't peep, you know, a couple years back, you know, because I mean, things were not as, you know what I mean,
as nice as they are.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Now.
So, you know, I mean, we got Netflix popping, we got Showmax popping, we got all that good stuff happening.
No, listen, we heard all of that on Papa Action. You talked about it, like, yo, the grok is there. We just don't run around talk about
yes,
it.
Yes, sir. Straight.
Now, in terms of the industry right now, you know, there's this excitement obviously around the 90%.
Yeah.
That is a bit divisive in a way, because there are people who feel it disadvantages them or it just makes it harder for them, whereas some people are obviously benefiting from it. What's your take on the 90%?
My whole thing is it's a no-brainer, bro.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the US, you go to Europe or wherever else in the world, you won't have foreign music, you know, being more prevalent over local content.
Yeah.
You know, so we have it all. We've all these years, we had it all backwards. And right now, what is happening with this whole situation, this is exactly how things are supposed to be, because it makes no sense for a foreign song to get heavy spins on local radio, because I mean, with that, it means there's money being exported, royalties being exported outside the country, whereas they could be feeding, you know, the guys who are homebrewed, you know. So it allows for us to, you know, for the check to be more, you know, for us to be more appreciative of the check, you know what I mean, because the numbers now are good, you know, the spins
sense.
You know what I mean, so it's our economy. Mm. And it's meant to feed us, not outsiders, and the 90% situation is right on the mark, bro.
Speaking of outsiders, you're one of the few MCs that really get a lot of props from MCs from around the continent in general. I mean, I've seen comments from the likes of MI.
Yes, sir.
There are a couple of guys who really respect you as an MC.
Yes, sir.
How does that make you feel? And do you ever reach out to these people?
Yeah, I mean, we were meant to jump on a record. He shot me a record earlier this year. But because of the timing and everything else that was happening, I took a bit of time. So, you know, he had to drop that. So now we're working on something else. I'm also, you know, in touch with a homie, Fino, from out there.
Yeah.
You know, also dope MC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, there's mutual respect there. I think for me, more than anything, You know, I mean, there's obviously people who are chasing different things. For me, what I'm chasing is greatness. You know, I wanna, when the dust settles, I wanna be remembered as one of the best to ever do it, not the most popular or whatever. You know, I'm just talking about, like, when you look at my catalog and when you look at my verses and when you visit those and you, when you unpack them, and even the kids when they unpack them in the next 10 years, they should sit back and be like, okay, cool, we've done what we've done, but we haven't touched that. You know what I mean? So that's, I'm not only trying to do that only here, I want to do it on an international scale. But obviously, I mean, I've done my bit this side. I'm working my way into the continent, and obviously, next level is the world.
Speaking of that, you did Bang Out.
Yes, sir.
What was the motivation when you wrote that verse for you? Was it greatness?
I mean, definitely. I mean, some people, some people actually didn't really unpack that verse. You have to about. It was one of the most technical verses I've written, you know, and just in terms of like how I phrased certain things, you know, I mean, it went over the, you know, the average guy's head, you know what I mean? So you really had to sit there and at times even read the actual lyrics to get what exactly what is being said. You know what I mean? I mean, everyone did exceptionally well on the record, you know what I mean? That's, I'm proud of being part of that collaboration, you know. So yeah, I mean, the greatness thing.
And, but how does that make you feel when you do stuff and it flies over people's heads? Look, and I'm saying this because it's funny you mentioned that, because I think I put out a tweet and I said exactly the same thing about your verse. I said the best well-written verse. The best written verse from that song was actually your verse. It sounded that way to me.
Appreciate
like it was well written.
Yes, sir.
So how does it feel now when your art flies over people's heads? It doesn't necessarily meet what it's supposed to.
Yeah. It can be frustrating, you know, because when you're sitting there and you're crafting this masterpiece in your head and you are hoping that people can appreciate it the same way that you do. I mean, I've had instances where I write a verse and I think it's light.
Yeah.
And then it gets out there and people just put the magnifying glass on it. And they're like, yo, this is, you know what I mean?
Too much.
And I'm like, but hold on. Have you heard this other joint that I did?
Yeah.
You know, how about you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at times you can't really know or tell beforehand how the listener is going to receive the music, if it's going to resonate with them the same way that you intend, you know, in your head. So this particular verse was one of the reasons, was one of the most challenging for me, like, well, the frustration part of it with, they didn't get that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. So let's move on. It's cool.
Now you're also doing Coke Studio.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, they reached out to me about a month or two ago, and it hasn't been confirmed yet who I'm going to collaborate with, but I'm excited. I mean, just being a part of that whole project, you know, I mean, it's always good bouncing energies off with, you know, different artists, you know what I mean, and trying to delve into their world and, you know, bring them closer to my world as well, you know, introducing them to my way of doing things and how I approach music as a whole. And I'm excited to learn more than anything.
What's the one song you're obsessed with right now that you have on repeat, apart from your music, apart from my E or anyone from the family?
Yeah. There's a song that just came out about, there's two songs. There's a It's joined by a Party Next Door called Not Nice. That's on his album Party 3 right now. That's like really jamming. I mean, the homies are actually, I'm not seeing what OVO is doing. They're running with the whole Nigerian sound.
Yeah. They're stealing that shit.
And then this record here is of also, I mean, it's in the same vein as One Dance.
Yeah.
You know, but I mess with Party. I'm more of a Party fan than Drake fan. You know what I mean?
See.
So, yeah, I resonate with that record. And then there's another song that just came out, I mean, about 2 days ago. Called The Hooch by Travis Scott. So, yeah, I mean,
That's what you're listening to at the moment.
Yeah.
We are hanging out with KO. Now, before I let him go, it's only fair. I mean, this is one of the dopest MCs in the continent. It's only fair that we challenge him to.
Over real, you want to put me on a spot?
Nah, you know.
Man.
For you, it's not even a spot. It's just like, you know what? Man. We're just playing around.
Today is a different day, my dude. When I came out here, I was beasting the last time. We had a dope session, you know, off the top.
No, I need you to put on your headphones and listen to this music that's playing in the background. It's amazing, dog. It's amazing.
Man.
It's amazing. I've got listeners right now who are on the edge of their seats. Bated breath. They want to hear what KO wants to say. Anything.
It's crazy. I like the keys, though. K-E-Z-O. Uh-huh. Mr. Cash Top kicking back. Ay, these whack cats, I get a read of that. Here I go. Peep the flow. K.O. Cliff Central, kick it off the mental. I'll make an example of these cats. Coming to me, coming my way. Funny style. Ay, this is how I put it down. Ay. Coming straight from the underground all the way to the top. This is hip hop, non-stop. Yeah, we keep it hot. Yeah, Joburg CD, where we at? Ay, ay, just relax. Let me serenade your soul, serenade your ear. Ay, from the front to the rear. Put your hands up in the air, no fear. The boy ain't never scared. That's what's up, man. It's kind of Republic. The album came out 2014.
This dude is not about to listen to us. He's starving us. He's starving us.
I mean, I had to kick you. I gave you something off the top, my G. You feel me?
Now,
yes, sir.
How are you preparing for the new project that you're working on? In terms of your headspace, how are you ensuring that, you know, you don't repeat concepts, you know, you are progressive in your subject matter going forward.
It's always challenging, you know, for me as an artist, you know, just executing exactly what you just said, you know, but all in the spirit of chasing greatness and passion. That's how I find myself reaching new heights in terms of just the creative process. And content, there's always going to be content, but at times as artists, especially hip-hop artists, we choose to limit ourselves and talk about what's happening in the club. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the next guy just did a record call that's talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
And then we just want to repeat that because that record was hot. So we're thinking, okay, if I can do something pretty much like that, you know, I'll probably get the same results or even bigger. You know, so we box ourselves and we limit ourselves at times. So right now, I've also encountered, you know, I've hit a brick wall a little bit here and there, in terms of like the subject matter and how to present myself. You know, because I've had people saying, yeah, okay, cool, it's kind of sound, I mean, it was dope and whatnot, but what else can you do? And this is how now you heard a Papa Action, you know, where I literally went in and put in more English, which is something that I hardly do,
yeah,
on the verses. Same thing went out, or happened on Bang Out. Same thing. And then you have Corruption, which is obviously more trappy, you know, influenced by like whatever's going on out there, the new wave and stuff, you know. So these are all the different, you know, shades that I've opted to add to the canvas, you know, while I'm trying to put, I'm working on myself,
yeah,
and working on my own artistry and trying to see where I could possibly take things, you know. And but like what's about to happen now with the next record, the next single that I'm gonna put out, it's probably what people know me for,
yeah,
you know, but it was important for me to make these two moves with Papa Action and Corruption to sort of kind of break the chain, you know. And I must say as well, that I mean, I don't know if you've been observing, you know, what's happening in hip hop right now locally, and if you look at the numbers and you look at the charts, sales, or like what's the biggest hip hop song right now compared to other genres.
Yeah.
What is happening right now, unlike 2014 or 2015, hip hop is on the back of the line right now. You know why?
Why?
Because if, okay, this year you had Ngudu, right?
Yeah.
Ngudu, which is a very South African song.
Yeah, quintessential.
Exactly. It's an authentic sound. Same thing with when you look at the Baddest by AKA, you look at All Eyes on Me, you look at Karakara, you look at Bozonge, Amatombazane, Mbumumu, all these songs. These are the songs that like really jumped off.
Yeah.
In hip hop, I mean, even Doc Shabileza, if you can put it in there as well,
yeah.
Because these are simply authentically South African vested sounds and songs and stuff. But what has been happening mostly this year, the sound has been very
international.
You know what I mean? So
there's been a lot of trap.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and there's nothing wrong with trap.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we all, you know, jump on. This WTF record is a trap record. You know what I mean? And I'm excited for that. But I'm just talking about like our appeal. Mm-hmm. We literally put a ceiling over what hip hop can possibly do. Because the reason why we had people filling up the dome and people buying all these crazy cars and, you know, affording a whole different lifestyle is because we were not only eating off hip hop, we were eating off the South African market as a whole. It could be a gospel listener or a fan, but because they like it, congratulate, they will vibe to it, and then they can go and spend money or come to the shows. So now these days, the type of music that we are making only appeals to us as hip-hop fans, mm-hmm. people who are hip-hop savvy.
Yeah.
So, and that's a small market compared to the mass market.
Yeah.
And that's how now we are starting to look like we are crumbling a little bit. So we need to get back to the authenticity, and you saw what Ngudu did. And we need more of those type of records so that everyone can resonate and identify because of just what it is. It's South African.
K.O., what are you up to now? What's next for you?
I've got a tour coming up, you know, end of the year, where I'll be literally all over, you know, the country, you know, filling up arenas and doing what I do and showcasing stuff. And obviously, you've got the album, you know, we still putting finishing touches on that. And yeah, just be on the alert. There's gonna be more info and details on that in the next couple of weeks and stuff. And we also have a new line of merch that's gonna be coming out pretty soon. We're excited about that. And yeah, I mean, from the KO side of things, that's where we are in 2015, in 2016, and we're just trying to finesse that and make sure that we set ourselves up nicely for 2017 and moving forward.
Yeah, listen, man, congratulations with everything, and may you continue to strive for excellence and greatness, as you put it, because I think it can only help give a facelift to the industry. As long as somebody keeps going for great, everybody else will have to attain great.
Yeah,
you know, going forward, big up yourself for all of this, and once again, please come back and share more of yourself with us whenever you have new projects, man.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure having me on here. I mean, sorry I did you a disservice, you know, on the bars.
No, it's cool.
You know what I mean?
Cool.
But I gave you some when I came out here.
No,
man.
No, you did.
One year. I'm here twice. And I also did the same thing just now, man. You know, I just gave you a little bit of that. You know what I mean? But we're going to be back.
Man. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
K.O., ladies and gentlemen. Bless this up. Is VG hanging out with K.O., Nasty C and AKA.
The boy getting that pussy for free, the blessings can pay for. Way back, way back in the day, boy, man, I'm all that I want.
Lady love, oh, real. Yeah, baby.
Central, double OC, double. 00C, we need a long peace and trust. 00C, double 00C, we need a long peace and trust. 00C, 00C, you're listening to we need a long peace and trust. 00C, 00C.
Yeah, baby.
It's a remix. This is the infectious Lisa Golden. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, O'Neill?
I'm great. Listen, what an unbelievable song.
Oh, thanks, man. That's really, really stunning of you to say that.
I was actually going to go directly into your performance, but I had to talk to you about this remix. I know you're going to do an acoustic version of this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about this remix.
Okay, cool.
What motivated the remix?
Okay, it's a crazy story. So I was out one night and I'd had lots of champagne.
Of course.
And I was in Mavida and chilling out, and it was quite an empty night. So I went up to the DJ. His name is Paul van Heerden.
Yeah.
He's a resident and he's the most amazing, amazing guy. And basically I said to him, Paul, would you mind playing my fire? And from that, he actually loved the song. Hooked me up on Facebook and then connected me with DJ Dexter,
yeah.
Who then remixed the song, is now signed to David Gresham Records. And yeah, so boom, thanks to Paul, this whole thing.
And is, champagne, it's amazing what champagne can
champagne
do, you know what I'm saying?
Way forward.
Listen, we're going to talk about you, your background, where you started on the other side of your performance. Are you ready for us?
Yeah.
Cool,
yeah,
so definitely. Let's go on the other side of this.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2. Three, let's go.
You listen to a real old kiss and trust. Radio has never been fixed.
Radio has never been
a real old kiss and trust. Double O C, double O C. A real old kiss and trust. Radio has never been fixed.
Radio has never been
a real old kiss and trust. Double O C, double O C.
Thank you.
hear the words that I say. That won't be hanging over me. Don't have no more time to waste. I've wasted on you. This is my, this is my, this is my fire, fire. This is my, this is my, this is my fire, fire. This is my fire, fire, my fire, fire. You took a heart in me.
How does that feel to you?
Yeah, fire, man. Like a firecracker going
on. It's a pity I didn't have any champagne. Had I known, we would have organized some champagne, right, Duncan?
I'd be like, really?
Yeah, you know. Listen, we will know next time.
Yeah.
Music.
Mm-hmm.
When did you first realize you actually had a gift?
I won a competition in high school, a talent contest, and we thought that it was me and another girl playing. She was playing guitar and I was singing. We were just doing a duet, and we thought we had no chance whatsoever because they had like these like gymnastic, you know, acrobatic dance groups and hectic like real talents. Oh, like we thought we're like, oh, wait, there's no chance on this planet.
Yeah.
And then we landed up winning this contest. And like, obviously we're in school, so I got a stencil set as my gift. And literally, as I went, thank you so much, I like put my hand out and the whole stencil set flew out.
Wow.
So I'll never forget that moment.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know whether I won for the throwing competition or the singing. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Anyway.
So, have you always done music?
Yes, it's always been in us. Our family always always had music around the house, and like I was always on stage, like right from nursery school I was singing and dancing, and yeah, if there was a stage you would find me there.
Everybody has a plan, you know, for themselves as an artist, how far you want to take this. What about you? What's your plan?
I love the element of songwriting. And that part of my journey I've still yet to take to another level. So I last year dropped a second album, which is a debut album, called Who Are You Again? And hoping that something comes of that. And otherwise, I've written a whole lot of new songs. So I'm hoping that I can maybe pitch that with someone, or either they sing my song, or if it happens to go onto radio, that would be awesome. So songwriting is the ultimate for me, and that's a very long journey ahead. So I look forward to the challenge.
That's what you enjoy the most.
Yeah, definitely.
I've got a challenge for you. Speaking of challenges, that gentleman over there, his name is Bafana. He obviously has his own keyboard.
Yes.
Before I let you go, you and him are going to come up with something on the spot.
Okay.
You are in charge of coming up with the melody and singing.
All right.
And
my God,
you see how you play around, right?
Yeah.
So, cool. So that's coming up, hanging out with Lisa Golden.
All right.
Super talented Lisa Golden. It's called Really Doesn't Matter. She's about to perform for us. Here we go.
Really
when's it gonna change? I sit here just wondering what's gonna happen today. Can you tell me? Can you tell me? Is this something that I can do a little bit more with every little step? I need to progress just a little higher, just a little more. Give me something I can. We gotta push on, we gotta make a change. I can't sit here waiting for anything to happen. You gotta make that. You gotta change the way that you gotta make a difference for every little thing that you can do. You gotta take all you have inside, light it up with everything in mind. You gotta take every little step, every little break, climb that ladder high. You know you're gonna break out tonight. You gotta every little step, every little break, you gotta dig it on higher. Just take it on higher. Just take it on higher. Higher. Gotta take every little step and every little break. Oh, every little ladder you gotta climb up a little higher. Every little thing you do, you gotta climb. Never look down. You gotta climb. Don't look down.
Lisa Gordon, ladies and gentlemen. Bafana on cheese.
Oh, thanks so much. Just a little nice. Mashup. I was trying to remember all the words so I could actually produce some kind of a hook. My God.
No, but it worked. It worked. Sounds like something that should be recorded, in fact.
Yeah.
Listen, thanks, can I give you a tip?
Alrighty, cool. Tell me.
I think you should record a song and call it Stencil.
I am doing that.
Yeah.
I am doing that. That is the best idea. Do I have to give you like credits?
Yeah, listen. Okay. I don't mind. Right. Champagne would do.
A champagne. You will get champagne. Okay, you have a whole case.
What are you up to? What projects are you working on at the moment?
Okay, cool. So in Cape Town, I am coming to Cape Town. I'm going to be there on the 30th of September at the Rockwell Theatre.
Okay.
A really good friend of mine, Grant Finzale, is now running that spot with under a company called Rolling Audio. And he has been dying to get me back into his, like, onto his platform for since I came back home to South Africa. Just literally the 1st of August 2013. I've been home for 3 years. And he was my first He was my first gig, and I did that at the Tans Cafe when it was running here, and then he moved to Cape Town, and he's saying, Lise, please come and do a gig, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I've just got to get my stuff together, and so I made him wait 3 years, so 30th of September, me, my band, big drums and guitars and two keyboards and lots of passion and fire, maybe dancers, we'll think about it, depends on the audience type, do they like pole dancing, just kidding.
Oh, wow.
No, but I got like these aerial dancers.
We should have started with that at the beginning of this conversation.
No, I actually work with some incredible aerial dancers, so I'm thinking of incorporating it into the show.
Okay.
So that was a hook to like get your attention.
I see. You finally got it. I was out here sleeping.
Oh, no.
Listen, Lisa, thank you very much for doing this with us.
Thanks so much,
this is your home. Come back anytime if you like it. Anytime you feel like it, please come back.
Thanks, man.
And share more of yourself with us. You know, your music, any more remixes.
I will.
Come on, come share them with us.
Thank you so much for having
me. Cool stuff. How do we get in touch with you?
Golden Lisa, GoldinLisa, on anything. Twitter, Facebook, my website, Instagram, YouTube. And make everything go viral. I want you to share every single thing, Shazam every single thing, and just go crazy. Buy all the music. Do it. Do it.
All right. Cool stuff. Thank you very much. She's so passionate. She is so passionate. Lisa
Thank
Golden,
you,
ladies and gentlemen. Guess who we have next? Jay Something is standing by. And not only that, he's got a brand new single with the legend of Huma Sekela. Let's talk about that on the other side of this. Outline of your body.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.